Mikey Hodden has been involved in his fair share of musical projects. Whether it was as frontman for Fairmounts, drummer for Inner City Surfers, or host of the YouTube channel, Mikey and His Uke, Hodden knows his way around a tune or two. Last June, after more than 2 decades living in Toronto, he returned home. "I loved my 20-plus years living in Toronto, but it was finally time to move home," says Hodden. "I've got an amazing family here that I wanted to be with, and I missed all the Northern Ontario perks that come with living in the Sioux. Also, it's just nice to say, I'm headed to camp this weekend, and not have people ask if I'm bringing a tent into the woods." Even though he lived in Toronto, Hodden often returned to the Sioux and never fully left it behind. Now firmly re-established in the Sioux, Hodden has formed a new band called Book Club with some familiar faces from the music scene. "The Who is the main reason for the band," he says. "One of the other things I missed about the Sioux was my old bandmates and best friends. Two of the members of Book Club, Dave Bahan, lead guitar, and Dustin Jones, bass, were in the Inner City Surfers with me. Al Watson, our drummer, has been a friend for many years. I recently put out a re-release of his high school band Room 206's album on vinyl." The Room 206 album was the first release on Hodden's record label, Sioux Lebrita Records. "On trumpet, we have another former bandmate and close friend, Aaron Antonello," he says. "Aaron, Al and I all played in a band called Last Band Standing many moons ago. This new band we're doing is basically just an excuse to get together with my best friends and play music. We play a wide range of covers from The Cars, Tom Petty, Robert Palmer, Cheap Trick, Men Without Hats, and Weezer. We all sort of come from a punk background, but with this project, we're doing something different. The idea is to do things we've never tried before." Hodden says it was also an opportunity to play Guilty Pleasure songs, citing OMC's How Bizarre, a song that reached the top of the charts in early 1996, as one example. Book Club has already played 2 shows in the city. Last fall, the band debuted at Oktoberfest outside at the Machine Shop. "It was a really great crowd, nice big stage, but bloody cold," he laughs. Their second show was a sold-out Christmas event at Lop Lop's. "It was a packed house full of singing and dancing. It really felt like the old days at Foggy's again," says Hodden. "An absolutely great night." The band will be hitting the stage at the Festival of Beer 2023 being held at the Bushplane Museum, 50 Pym Street, on Saturday, May 6. Although Hodden has never personally attended the Festival of Beer before, he has heard rave reviews from friends. "I hear it's one of the best and most fun events the Sioux offers," he says, noting that they will be performing alongside friends in the bands Wild Stalins and Hollow Heads. "We're all looking forward to this one," says Hodden. When asked his future plans for Book Club, he answers using his trademark humor. "Sold out back-to-back nights at Madison Square Gardens?" he laughs. "Shooting a bit high? Honestly, just some fun outdoor gigs within the community. I remember being a kid going to Cornfest, seeing bands perform on that stage and wishing someday I'd be up there playing. Basically, what I'm saying is, Cornfest. Bring back Cornfest. Honestly, it's just an excuse to stay young, have fun, and play music with my pals." The Sioux St. Marie Festival of Beer takes place on Saturday, May 6 from 1 p.m. until 7 p.m. Book Club will be closing out the event, the last band on stage. "It's gonna be a fun afternoon," he says. Purchase tickets to the Festival of Beer 2023, including the Book Club performance, here.